Again, you can slug me on this question, but I got to go back. So these were like romantic nights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember them very well, but yes. I mean, it was normal. I wasn't going to get married if it wasn't that. But see, then it was like wanting to get married. So I don't know if it was, you know, like I even remember thinking, how is that going to happen? You know, I can't even imagine him like that, whatever. And then he quickly disillusioned me of that idea.
Looking back, do you think he used you?
I can't. God, you know, I don't think it's out of the question. But at the same time, I never thought of myself like that. I thought I was all caught up in who he was.
When we come back, what did she really think about the allegations swirling around him?
By the way, Presley says she and her mother are now close and that they honor, even laugh at, their differences.
When we return, from the king's favorite princess to the king of pop's queen, a woman under a spell.
I got completely seduced.
Finally comes to her senses.
How did you tell him? That was it.
Lisa Marie on Leaving Michael, when Prime Time continues. Once again, Diane Sawyer.
A few months ago, it seems the whole world watched that documentary on Michael Jackson, only to be reminded once again of him and young children. Lisa Marie Presley's reaction to the broadcast was that she left that world long ago, but we wanted to know more about what she thinks now of the man whose behavior she defended on television with me in 1995.
By now, everyone has seen the famous footage of him dangling the baby. Michael Jackson, just the latest in his bizarre stunts.
You think he's crazy?
Oh, my God. I think his behavior is a bit erratic, but I don't know if he's technically psychotic, you know. But, you know, I don't want to go off. I don't want to keep talking about him. I don't want to knock him, you know what I mean? I'm really not interested in, like, going off on him.
What about him and drugs?
I never saw it, but I suspect it. I don't know, though.
Because there's been talk about painkillers all the way through.
You know, it's funny because I never saw it, so I can't answer. He never would tell me about it. You know, I was completely not into that.
By the time Lisa Marie Presley married Michael Jackson, Jackson reportedly had been treated for addiction to painkillers. He was also under siege. He had been investigated for child molestation with a 12-year-old boy.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
Jackson settled a civil suit with the family, reportedly for millions of dollars. And his camp implied he was the victim of extortion.
I was already friends with him. There was already some romantic stuff going on a little bit before that happened. So it was like, I was already like, you know, I was the only one he would be calling. So I felt all privileged and, you know, that he was trusting me and telling me what happened. And it was very convincing. And I believed him at the time. It looked like extortion, you know, at the time, from what he was telling me mm-hmm. was going on.
But she says her mother looked at the timing of the marriage and tried to make her see something else.
It was what my mom was trying to point out. Like, hello, are you awake? Are you awake? You know, can you see that this might be coordinating or coinciding with something else? And I didn't see that. Like, I was young. I don't know. I mean, it looked a little suspicious, but at the same time, I know that he loved me, you know, as much as he can love someone. I think he did.
What do you mean, as much as he can love someone?
I mean... You know, as much as he can be capable of doing that. You know, it's not something he's used to doing, is having relationships with women, you know. He's sort of been a one-man show his whole life.